This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. With 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase coming Friday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward classes people. Mr. Modi accused the Congress of forming an opportunistic alliance and said that the country should not be handed over to such an alliance. On the other hand, speaking at a public meeting in Velur Ghat, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said, the central government led by BJP has neglected the common man, including minorities and SCs and STs. Speaking at a public meeting in Katihar, senior BJP leader Amit Shah alleged that Congress and RJD-led Grand Alliance want to push Bihar again in the era of Jungle Raj. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader P. Chidambaram said, on coming to power at the centre, the India bloc would enact a special law to bring into effect the legal principle established by the Supreme Court that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will today address an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh. The Aligarh parliamentary constituency is gearing up for the polls in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, scheduled for the 26th of this month. The seat is poised for a triangular contest between incumbent MP and BJP candidate Satish Gautam, Samajwadi Party's Chaudhary Bijendra Singh and Bahujan Samaj Party's Hitendra Kumar. In Gujarat, nominations of 328 candidates were kept valid for the Lok Sabha polls and 27 candidates were approved for the assembly by-elections. Scrutiny of nomination forms was held yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the nomination of Congress Lok Sabha candidate from Surat, Nilesh Kumbhani, was rejected over proposers' sign discrepancies. The nomination form of Congress substitute candidate Suresh Patsala was also invalidated. As a result, there will not be any Congress candidate in the poll fray on Surat seat. The final number of candidates in the fray for the parliamentary elections will be clear by today, as today is the last date for the withdrawal of candidature. In Manipur, re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency today. The ECI has directed the State Election Authority to conduct the voting from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today in these polling stations. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakrabarty and singer Usha Uthap will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at the Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. In the first match yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 1 run in a last ball thriller at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And Priyanka Goswami and Akashdeep Singh have secured a Paris 2024 Olympic quota for India in the marathon race walk mixed relay event. The Indian duo got the berth after finishing 18th at the World Athletics Race Walking Team Championships 2024 in Antalya, Turkey yesterday. Akashdeep Singh and Priyanka Goswami clocked 3 hours 5 minutes 3 seconds to make the cut. And that is the end of this news bulletin.